الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, what a great opportunity. What a great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with to live long enough to witness another Ramadan. This is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, realizing the greatness of this opportunity and realizing the virtue of this time, the time of Ramadan, is a key to benefiting from the month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, three brothers who lived during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to compete with one another in doing what is righteous. All of them were companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two of them were killed in the battlefield against the pagans who drove them out of their homes and possessions. And a year later, the third brother died, passed away. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them in a dream, and he saw that the person who died later was of a higher rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he really had some questions for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How come a person who died a normal death would be of a higher rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than someone who is killed in the battlefield? Someone who has offered a great sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked them these questions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَيْسَ بَعْدَهُمَا كَذَا وَكَذَا صَلَاةً. Aren't there such and such number of prayers that this guy performed, this companion performed after their death? أَلَيْسَ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَصَالَةً. Did he not fast one more Ramadan after them? فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّمَا مَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَأَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difference between them in ranks is more than the difference between the heaven and the earth. See this, I'm saying this hadith in order for us to realize how great of an opportunity it is to live in order to witness one more Ramadan. And I'm going to mention a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that some of us do not know. And it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. The best of people is he who live a longer span of life and he has he has righteous work. He did righteous in his life. Long span of life does not really benefit the person unless one is working righteous. So we have to appreciate this time. We have to realize the true merit of this time. This time, the month of Ramadan has a special status in the sight of Allah, and therefore we have to have a special status for the month of Ramadan in our heart. And I would request everybody, inshaAllah, to turn off their cell phones. Jazakallah khairan. Everybody, please turn off your cell phones. So, number one, realizing the virtue of the time is a key to benefiting from the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was ordained upon you as it was ordained for those people who were before you, so that you may achieve taqwa. Just telling us the main objective of fasting, the main wisdom behind fasting, it is to achieve taqwa. Consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, piety, righteousness. This is one and the foremost virtue of fasting, to be able to develop more taqwa. And taqwa is to comply by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have more taqwa, we will be more compliant with the sharia, with the laws of Allah, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atakum shahru Ramadan, shahrul mubarak. Ramadan has come, it is a blessed month. A blessed month means it includes a lot of benefits. There is a lot of blessings that are included in this month of Ramadan. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran. It is a month in which there is a night that is better in its merit than the worship of 1,000 years. It is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for fasting. This in itself is one more virtue for the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this month among of the rest of the months of the year, and He commanded us to fast during this month. And fasting during this month is a cause for forgiveness for all the previous sins. In this month, in every night of this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set people free from the hellfire. In this month, in every night, at the time of breaking fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees for us an accepted da'wah mustajab, an accepted supplication. So this is a very, very special month. Atakum Ramadan shahrun mubarak tuftahu fihi abwab as-sama. The gates of the heaven are open in the month of Ramadan, which means the closer, or mercy of Allah is closer, because paradise is the place of mercy of Allah, of the honor and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when its gates are open, we are closer to the mercy and the grace and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. And the gates of the hellfire are closed, so we are further away from the hellfire, which is the place of the wrath and the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. And in it, the leaders of the devils, the major devils, will be chained. And this answers the question that many of us has about how come we witness evil in the month of Ramadan. This is one of the reasons, that not all the devils will be chained during the month of Ramadan, rather only the major or the leaders of the devil. And also we need to keep in mind, and this is the second reason, that these leaders, they were working throughout the year, and in order to achieve evil objectives. So they have worked throughout the year, knowing that when they will stop, they have trained enough evils to do their work. And also the third reason is that the evil is not restricted to devils. Rather, there are human devils. There are human devils. Any person, any human being who serves the call of a devil is a devil. Any human being who acts and behaves and serves the objectives of devil is a devil. And therefore, you find evil. And also, and this is the last reason I would give to answer this question, we ourselves, we have some evil tendencies that we have to curb and have to control. And the month of Ramadan helps us refine and purify. We have a tendency to transgress. We have a tendency to
to collect and have we have embedded greediness in ourselves and stinginess, and we have our own lusts and whims and desires and likes and dislikes and all of these things that also contribute to the evil that we witnessed during the month of Ramadan. So this need to be kept in our mind, inshallah. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues to say that لِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٍ هِيَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَعْرٍ. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a night, that is Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. Whoever is deprived of its reward is in reality a deprived person. So here's a great opportunity for which we should feel happy and rejoice, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Indeed, by the bounty of Allah and His mercy, by this let them rejoice. It is better than the worldly than all the worldly collectibles. Dear brothers and sisters, if we are to mention the virtues of fasting, we need more than one chapter, one lecture. There are many, many benefits. It's enough to know that number one, fasting is our means to attaining taqwa, and taqwa is the most beneficial quality that we can possess. Has there been any quality that is more beneficial than taqwa for people and dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It would have been the wasiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first and last. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. We have indeed, we have enjoined those people who were given their share of revelation before you, as well as yourself, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, to possess this quality, taqwa, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be pious and righteous. Dear brothers and sisters, this is one great food from fasting. The second one is, as in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the fasting men and women, fasting people, men and women, a great reward and a forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ, and in the end of the ayah, He said, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them a forgiveness. A forgiveness, this forgiveness should be the goal of every one of us. Achieving the forgiveness should be the goal of every one of us. Every one of us, and I am the first of you, is walking, carrying loads of sins, loads of liabilities before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in urgent need to unload these sins, to be cleansed, to be purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing that is more destructive than sins to humans. There is nothing that is more detrimental for human beings than sins. This is our opportunity to feel freely from the sins and their consequences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the fasting people a forgiveness and a great reward. And a great reward is a great reward. It is not the great reward. And in Arabic language there is a huge difference between saying the great reward and saying a great reward. A great reward is something open. It is not something specified. And this is this is very compatible with the hadith al-Qudsi in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi li. Fasting is performed for me and I am the one who rewards for it. So the reward of fasting, unlike other righteous deeds, is left open to the most rich, to the most generous, to the most gracious, to the most courteous, to the most compassionate, to the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine if this reward was left to him. Imagine the immense and the tremendous amount of reward that the fasting person will get. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Beloved Muslim, dear brothers and sisters, we were listing some of the virtues of fasting. As I said, that fasting is our means to taqwa, and fasting is our means to attaining forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great reward. Fasting also is so virtuous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by its merit, by its virtue, will wipe away the sins of certain violations. You know, there are certain violations that people can commit even during the month of Ramadan, the expiation of which is fasting. This shows that fasting is so rewarding that it wipes away the sins of certain violation. In ihram, in hajj, a person may do certain things, the expiation, it's certain violation, the expiation of which will be in fasting. So, and therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came to him and told him, "Advise me, O Messenger of Allah, just give me an advice of concerning a righteous deed that I can uphold and I can adhere to." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Alayka bis-siyami fa innahu la misalah." Fast, because there is nothing that is equivalent to fasting concerning its benefits and blessings and rewards. There is nothing that is equivalent to fasting. So fasting is very, very virtuous act by the means of which, by the means of which Allah expiates certain violations and certain sins, including a certain type of killing according to certain rules and regulations in Islam. So fasting is the kafar, is the expiation. And let me tell you this interesting story about a man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the month of Ramadan, and he told him, "Ya Rasulullah, halakt, O Messenger of Allah, I am completely ruined." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Wama ahlakaka? What did destroy you? What did this to you? What caused you to be completely ruined?" And the person said that, "Waqa'tu 'ala imra'ati fi nahar Ramadan." I had a sexual intercourse with my wife during the day of Ramadan, which is one of the major, major sins. You know, the scholar said that if somebody deliberately break his fast during one of the days of Ramadan, there is nothing that can make up for what he did, even if he make up the fast, except even if he fast all his heart, it will not make up that, except the sincere, okay, truthful, sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told him that, "Rasulullah, I did this sin." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started listing for him the options that can remedy this sin. He told him, "Why don't you set free a slave?" And Rasulullah, that man said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I cannot afford it." And he told him, "Then why don't you fast two consecutive months?" So this fasting two consecutive months for the one who is able is the expiation of such a great sin. And of course, the person problem to begin with started by fasting. He was not able to fast one day, and he was not able to control himself for one day, let alone fasting 2 months. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I cannot." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Why don't you feed 60 needy people?" And again the person said, "O Messenger of Allah, I cannot." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a bucket filled with date, and he started looking for the person who asked the question. And when he came to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Take this bucket of date and give it in charity for the sake of Allah in order to expiate your sin." And that person did not be very amazed to hear what he said. He said, to whom should I give this bucket of dead? To people who are poorer than us. By Allah, there are no household in Al-Madinah that is poorer than our family. And Rasulullah ﷺ smiled at him, and he gave him the bucket of dead and told him, take it and feed your family by this date. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ with the major problem, with someone who was completely ruined and destroyed, and went out from the place of where Rasulullah ﷺ was with some gains. Dear brothers and sisters, the point is, Ramadan is very virtuous. On the day of judgment, when the people are sweating, when the people are suffering great hardship, in a day that lasts 50,000 years, when the sun comes close to them and the heat intensifies, fasting will come and intercede on behalf of the fasting person. You will say, oh Allah, I prevented this man from eating and drinking, so allow me to intercede on his behalf. And he will be given the permission to intercede on his behalf. The fasting person, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, will have double the pleasure. Once when he breaks his fast, and once when he meets his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he breaks his fast, it is the time that all of us lie. It is a time when all the restrictions that was imposed by fasting will be lifted. So we can eat and drink and do other things that we were not permitted to do during the day of Ramadan. Or, you see, people feel happy because they feel that alhamdulillah, by the grace and the tawfiq of Allah and His help, I was able to successfully complete a fast of the day. This is one type of pleasure that the fasting person will experience. And the second type of pleasure is when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he sees the unlimited reward that he will be given for his fasting. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ عَمَلٍ مِنْ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Every righteous deed of a son of Adam is his. Meaning, there is a limited and specified amount for every specific righteous deed. For example, if you read one letter from the Quran, you have one reward, and this one reward is subject to it's subject to multiplication by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except siyam. Siyam is left open for Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said that earlier, that He is the most rich and the most generous. So we feel very comfortable that we will get the greatest reward when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the person realizes it's the shafa'ah of the Quran and the protection that he has gotten from fasting, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Asiyamu junna." Siyam is a protection. Siyam is a shield. Siyam is a shield against the hellfire. And the reason for it being a shield against the hellfire is that حُفَّةِ النَّارُ بِشَهْوَاتِ. The hellfire is paved by desires. So siyam help us control ourselves, because many of the sins that we commit is a sign for loss of control, for a self that is out of control, for someone who is giving preference for his own likes and dislikes over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. So when the person fasts, he trains himself to control himself, and thus he will be able to curb his desire, curb his lust, control himself, and this will protect him from the hellfire. And by the way, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made siyam as a prescription for our youngsters. All the people who are able who desire to marry but not able to do so, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give it as a prescription, because it is a means by which one can curb his own desire. There are many more benefits that we can mention yani about the fasting, but the time is limited, and I invite all of you inshallah to come to the masjid in the evening. We have collective iftar every day, we have tarawih every day, we have khatira every day. I also invite you to come to Fajr. We have a tafsir lessons after Salatul Fajr every day. So we have a very good and atmosphere that is conducive for helping us to be better servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. However, just I'll end with the final note concerning some technical requirements of fasting. Fasting, as you know, it is to abstain from eating and drinking and all that invalidates the fast from dawn until until Maghrib, sunset time, with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one is that we have to have intention that we are going to fast the second day, and the intention is not difficult, and you don't have to pronounce it verbally. Rather, it resides in your heart when you set your alarm clock. This is an intention. It is important though to bear this in mind that tomorrow I am fasting, because Rasulullah said, "Whoever does not intend to fast, there is no fast, no valid fast for him." Number two, abstinence from eating and drinking and other acts, which include number one, whatever substitute for eating and drinking. Nowadays there are many things that can substitute for eating and drinking, and I would say smoking fall under this category, because there are many people who can stay away from eating and drinking, but they cannot stay away from smoking. And an advice for our smokers, our smoking brothers, to please take advantage of the month of Ramadan and this abstinence from eating and drinking. I intend to give up this bad habit inshallah after the month of Ramadan as well. Intercourse, okay, and this is for married people, that intercourse, sexual intercourse, invalidate your fast, and there is a major kafara. Kafara is expiation, and the according to the list that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, first freeing a slave, which is available right now, and then fasting two consecutive months, and the third thing is, if one cannot, it is to feed 60 people. Also, any act of fulfilling one's sexual desire by his or her own action invalidate the fast. This includes masturbation, and it is, I'm not talking about the rule of it, okay, it is prohibited, okay, but the point is, if one does this, it invalidates the fast, and therefore we have to abstain from it. So you have eating, drinking, anything that substitutes eating and drinking, and intercourse or any fulfillment of sexual desire by your own action. If one has a dream by a wet dream or something like this, this does not invalidate the fast of the person. And there are two requirements that pertain to our sisters. Number one, our sisters need to be clean or clear of their their menstrual cycle and the post-childbirth bleeding in order for them to be able to fast. If they cannot, it's haram upon them to fast. They cannot fast. So these are two requirements. And there is one more, and all these major matters are a matter of agreement between the scholars, inshallah. The intentional vomiting, this breaks the fast, and people need to avoid from that. This is a very very brief summary of the rules and regulations for fasting. We held a seminar that lasted probably 5 hours or 4.5 hours about the rules and regulation of fasting. If you have any question, please don't feel shy, come and ask about it this is your deen, this is your ibadah, it is your obligation to make sure that it is performed correctly. أقول قولي هذا, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness during this month, and to bestow His mercy upon us during this month, and to make us among those people who will enjoy the maximum reward during this month, and to set us free from the hellfire during this month, and accept from us our siyam and qiyam.